Hey there, everyone. Terrific Tuesday to you. I'm Coy Wire, and we have a special edition of CNN 10 today. We'll end with our typical 10 out of 10 story, but we're going to start with a feature piece on the future, specifically of travel. Planes, trains, and automobiles, those are typically the modes of transportation we think about when we travel today, but some folks are reimagining a future where the new modes of transportation are so efficient and so fast they could break the speed of sound. That would make the entire world more accessible. Instead of going to a friend's house across town for dinner, someday we might be talking about zipping over to a friend's house across an ocean. One of the potential new forms of travel in CNN's The Next Frontier kind of reminds me of a scene from that blockbuster movie, Elf.
And past a sea of swirly, twirly gumdrops.
Ooh!
That's right, being shot through a tube super fast. CNN business correspondent Rahel Solomon has more about The Next Frontier.
Weather through the air.
Along the track.
Or on the road.
Modern-day transportation has transformed the way we travel on a global scale, allowing mobility like never before.
But as growing populations and densely packed cities stress these systems, innovators around the world are imagining faster, more sustainable ways to get from A to B. From supersonic planes to Hyperloop pods, what may seem like a pipe dream today could be the future of transit as early as three decades from now.
To envision the future of travel, we should first look to the past, to a city that heralded modern-day transportation innovation.
Detroit is the Motor City. It's known the world over. We put the world on wheels. It was here that Henry Ford pioneered the production lines that allowed us to more quickly produce vehicles in a way that improved quality and allowed more people to be able to afford cars. I'm Allison Malik, and I'm the Managing Director of New Lab Detroit. I'm working to help bring a better, more prosperous vision of mobility for everyone around the world. When I think about urban mobility, some of the key pillars that are really critical for that to be successful are accessibility. How easy are the mobility solutions to get to? How frequent are the services running? What areas are covered? As we look towards 2050, we're going to be getting up close to 9 billion people. From a transportation perspective, it's really about options and making sure that everybody has at least two, if not more, of how they can get around. A lot of the systems that we're using were great. They are still great, but we actually need to think about what other solutions can we put out that are useful and also create a great user experience.
One solution that's certainly gotten a lot of hype over the last decade is the Hyperloop. The proposed train in a tube is looking to upend the way we travel. With speeds up to 1,000 kilometers per hour, it could zoom across an entire continent in just a few hours. Netherlands-based Hart Hyperloop is aiming to bring this high-speed technology to life.
Our vision is to create a world where distance doesn't matter, where it's possible for you to be much more free in where you live, work, and how you travel, to really shrink the world for people to live in. To me, the next frontier is to realize sustainable, high-speed, and convenient transport of passengers and goods.
This future-forward concept is actually built on the backbone of a 19th century idea, where compressed air propelled rail cars through a network of pipes. Today, Hyperloop technology is based on two key mechanisms: removing aerodynamic drag through vacuum-like tubes and removing friction through magnetic levitation, or maglev, which makes the pods float and move forward. Together, these systems allow Hyperloop to achieve ultra-fast speeds.
Now we're in the first integrated test track that we've built. We've tested a 4,000 kilo or 8,000 pounds vehicle to really show the normal loads that you would have on a tube and that you can still have your levitation system carry that weight.
Hyperloop as a technology is very interesting. It does work. You're cutting down on things like drag and friction. High level, from a basic physics perspective, that's really interesting.
And according to Huzza, those properties of physics are what make Hyperloop better for the environment.
In a Hyperloop, because you remove the aerodynamic resistance, you reduce the energy consumption, and therefore you become a much more sustainable solution.
Companies across the globe are racing to make their own Hyperloop, but Huzza says it's more collaborative than competitive, with a collective goal to make the world more connected.
There's already a lot of work being done on setting up a regulatory framework to ensure that we finally converge to a single interoperable Hyperloop network.
Seven pioneering Hyperloop companies have announced they are joining forces to launch the first global Hyperloop Association. It includes companies like Transpod, Hyperloop One, and Celeros. This newly formed pact aims to help grow this emerging transportation market, as well as work with government and regulatory agencies on policymaking. As we look to the future for Hyperloop, Malik says the technology is there. It'll come down to how it performs against current options.
How does the capability of Hyperloop match up against competitive technologies? And does it have a reason to win? We're still seeing really great performance out of technologies like maglev trains, which are being used in Asia quite a bit already.
I think it's realistic that in 2050 you could have a global Hyperloop network up and running. What motivates me the most is that if we can get this done, it will have a massive impact in bringing sustainability to our mobility patterns.
All right, continuing with our news on travel, we'll take a look at the original form of travel, and that's by foot. And sometimes when you travel, you want to travel in style. Well, what say you about these kicks that took New York Fashion Week by storm? The aptly named Big Red Boot make you look like you walked right out of a Super Mario game. Would you rock them? I don't know if I would. CNN's Jeannie Moose has more.
These boots are made for flaunting. Fashion influencers are styling them.
It's a goofy shoe.
I give them a 10 out of 10.
Even influencers of the grandpa generation. Wrestler Seth Rollins pretend stomped his opponent wearing Big Red Boots. Ever since they went on sale for $350 and sold out in minutes, fashionistas can't shut up about the Big Red Boots created by the art collective Mischief.
They do make you want to touch them.
Yeah.
YouTube sneakerhead Steve Natto found that out when he wore them to SneakerCon.
Some people asked to touch the shoe.
How do they feel? Well, the top part
is flexible, but the bottom part is definitely not.
Steve says they're comfy. He wore them all day without pain. Their creator describes them as cartoonish. Some refer to them as Astro Boy boots. And though they're easy to put on, getting them off can get you stuck if you're not wearing your perfect size.
My foot got stuck, so I had to do what I had to do, man.
Now they're showing up on everyone from Puss in Big Red Boots to the character boots from Dora the Explorer to Tony Soprano paired with a bathrobe. People wanted to buy them right off Steve's feet offering.
I got like 800, 900, 1,000. I think I got like 1,300 or 1,400. They just kind of kept going up.
All right, all you beautiful people, thanks for spending part of your day with us. Today is February 28th, National Pancake Day, so happy stacking if that's your speed, and try them with peanut butter if you're feeling frisky. Shout out to Schrader Middle School today in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Go Raiders! Thanks for subscribing and commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. What is within influences what happens without. So let's get our minds right today. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.